You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my God, we're here! That was healthily placed in the front of my mouth.
Come through.
And always. Guess what, everyone? We are back!
Yes, we
are! With a new episode of Off Book brought to you by Broadway Black. We are ready to go off book and hit our marks,
you
boys.
Did that!
People here, they'll introduce themselves.
Yes, we will.
Who else is here?
I am Danye Love.
Yes.
Oh, the one, the only Danye.
Yeah.
I cannot.
And we have someone else. Y'all hear a different voice.
Guest,
hello, it's me, Larry Owens.
Hi,
what's
Larry.
Up? Yes, I am off Broadway Black, honey.
Okay,
yes,
good night.
Workshop
come through.
Black.
Yes. You know what? T-Y-A-C
to Black.
Yes, no. No, now I'm comedy fish. Yes, now I'm stand-up comedy Black. I'm Tiffany Haddish Black.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Through. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
I cannot believe that I'm
so
here.
Excited.
I'm obsessed.
Hilarious.
Stop it. This is the dream. I am literally living inside of the dream.
Well, you are here. You better live inside that dream.
Oh, my God. Thanks
Come
for having
now.
Me.
Thank you for being here.
I just want to say thank you to Drew Shade for going on vacation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, like, we should just talk about Drew. He's living
he's
his
not
whole
here. He's living his life's kid dreams.
Bougie life.
You guys can't see, but we are all chocolate. We finally won.
Yes,
we got it.
We are here like Sealy.
Every single one of us in the room.
We are chocolate. Even Chris, our engineer. This is a chocolate edition.
Wait, Wakanda Fest.
Wakanda Fest.
Very
Homecoming. Mbele, mbele. That's where we are today.
Oh, my God,
and can
yes.
we talk about how we made this happen?
Let's like, talk about
y'all, literally when I got here,
yes,
no
the
weapon
room
formed
was
against
locked.
Me.
It was
the studio
crickets,
was locked. Yes.
Very much of that. And
Tell
so
me.
We were like, how are we gonna get in here? We were calling.
Yes.
And I actually felt bad, y'all. This is I think it might be Drew's like last day on vacation.
Yes, he's in St. Lucia, right?
He's somewhere fancy. Mm-hmm. And a nigga had to give him a call. I literally drove like, oh, I do not want to call him right now to give I was like, come on now.
But you had
don't
to.
Nobody bring me no bad news.
But listen.
But
that's how dedicated we are to
we,
off book.
Oh, and so literally.
We said, put down your Mai Tai, your Pina Colada. Put your Speedo on.
Let's
put on
make
some
flip
flops. Get on this phone.
Daddy, help us.
And make it happen, Captain.
And it happened.
So usually
and here
we are
we
ending
are.
At 8:30 and now we are beginning.
Yes, yes.
At
yes.
8:30.
But that is okay because the Lord has called us for a
come
time
on
such as
now.
This. And he also called that Chinese food that I ordered to help
yes.
us
oh,
and push through.
Oh, my God. Came for
that shrimp roll up.
Listen,
yes.
because when
here.
They, ha ha, my God!
Right now, come on now,
guys.
Going through our gathering, we're going to make some magic happen.
I am so glad to have all of you.
Drew
here.
Is away.
Drew's away, so the cats will play.
The cats, we are going to play, and we're going to play
wild
with
episode.
Larry.
Oh
so,
my God,
Larry,
this is off book after dark.
Talk to us
starting at 8:30
about yourself.
Tell
like,
us
just, yeah,
who
share,
you are.
Your story.
Oh my God, my story. Well, you know, I'm
Let
out
know
here.
Your song.
I'm from Baltimore,
yes,
so I'm black. Yeah, I'm just full out,
black,
no
black.
Marking black. But actually, for the code switch, I left the hood, and you know, I loved the musical. Ooh, the water, but it was empty, honey, covered by the blood.
Ooh.
Yes, no. So,
God.
Yeah, I know I love musical
Praise
theater,
God.
And you know, I've been you know working on some shows. A show at the Vineyard called mm-hmm. Gigantic with mm-hmm. some wonderful Broadway stars now, mm-hmm. and I you know did Spamilton off Broadway, and now I'm a TV writer. You know, we got 6% of black TV writers out here.
Come
so
through.
That's, yeah, we're gonna try to bring you know this theatricality out there, and you know I'm on the comedy circuit now, but always at home at the theater, honey.
Come on,
yes, giving you the res.
Come on,
yeah.
What are your dreams plans for yourself in the future?
My dreams plans for myself, you know, I want to be out here as a fat black queer protagonist in a musical or play.
Oh, I'm here for it.
Yeah, I know. I would like to step on stage as myself inside of my spirit and body and have the audience recognize me as such.
I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. So I'm holding my breath on that one.
Not too long.
Not too long. I'm here for it.
We got shit to do.
Let's absolutely. Prophetically, yeah,
wow.
speaking.
And so you said you also write as well, right?
I write, but it's comedy. you know. Mm-hmm.
Don't say it like that.
It's different.
Comedy is hard.
It is hard. Yeah. It's like, here's my pocket. So like, no, I'm not giving you, you know, the love trilogies, honey.
You know what?
Like, not bringing forth, you know, just like epic, poetic, Lord, like utterly mercy. Like stacked dramaturgy. I'm doing my own little, you know, Viola Davis impersonation mm-hmm. and my Lupita Nyong'o SNL, you know,
You better do it.
Yeah. I love that.
Because yeah. who else is going to do it besides you?
Yeah. You know what? I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm so happy. Now. You know, just responding to the call of God and, you know, we love a platform.
Have you always written, or was there an epiphany of sorts where you were like, I have to create my own material? How did it happen?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've always, you know, been a fan of the written word. I love language. Mm-hmm. That's why I love theater. It's why I love, you know, like good composers, lyricists. And so, yeah, that's like huge in my bag. But in terms of just like writing, I just like knew, you know, God's like, do it. And I'm like, oh, really? You know, so I just started writing some bad plays back in the day, you know, and like applying for programs that were in the shelf. And then it came around, you know, so that someone was like, hey, we want you to write for yourself. I was like, okay, good thing I did that, you know, back then. Good thing I was like doing it when it didn't really make sense. And now, fortunately, it all makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Let's go.
That's me. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. So how was your week? What was your weekend?
Oh my God. My week, it's good. It's good. You know, we're making some deals, you know, handling some calls.
Okay.
And we're trying to bring the comedy to the masses. And always, like, everything I do, like, in the comedy world has, like, musical theater baked into it. Okay. You know, so, like, I'm always singing. I'm always, like, bringing that theatricality. And, like, I'm just using the skills that I have from the theater, you know, just to reach a wider audience. So, yeah, not really a lot of performing this week for me, but I watched a lot of stuff.
What'd you see?
I saw Smokey Joe's on Friday.
Oh, did you love?
Yes. Those, no, the kids are definitely out there. They sing and kick and flip and doing the whole thing. And yeah.
Giving you a show.
Yes, like it is a full show.
It is a production.
At the end, like leaving and looking at the song list, and it is literally like 800 songs. No, but I would have liked to hear about how the white people stole those songs. So, I feel like, you know, if they do another revival, like, just put 5 minutes in just to be like, Lieberman actually stole her, honey. You know what I mean? Because I was like, the chords, some of these chords sound really authentic. You know what I mean? Because it's in the chords. Like, when you can get that good church chord, like, I don't even know what it is, like, musicality, but that, like, G-sus5 organ Hammond organ
when
pedal.
When you feel the oil.
When you feel that oil.
Yes,
I was like, some of these songs have oil.
Yeah.
And then we did a Google. And then they had melanin now.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I wanted 5 minutes just on, like, you know, where did these songs come from? And I wanted just, like, I did want to see that Jailhouse Rock reappropriated for, you know, mass incarceration.
Ooh,
I mean, that was, I think it's like, if we're giving the white people, like, the entire, like, hour and a half show, we can, I think, take 5 minutes to say, who are these bodies in time right now in space?
Because if we're going to do the show again in 2018,
but
we need to really do it.
We don't have to go that hard.
But we can spread.
I did. You know, I like a balanced diet.
Yes.
I like a nice balanced diet.
Yes.
You know, so it's
that
like we can have the sugar, but make sure we get the veggies because it came out on Jail's House Rock.
You need to get
Rock
a full-course meal.
Yeah.
It came out on Jail's Rock, and I was like, they be orange now. The suits be orange. That's what I found out, but.
That's crazy.
I know, but this is my Broadway black. I go off.
I love that.
As you should. Come on, we.
Yeah. And then last night I saw the SpongeBob. Christina says you. We have a new Sandy Cheeks, and she's so awesome. Broadway black,
love her.
Yeah,
I'm very happy.
Yeah, she did really, really great.
Awesome.
And baby Jalen, like
just
I just like
for no fucking reason.
Jalen Josie, the actual plug. My God, I need
that's
the
Atlanta. That's just Atlanta, right there.
The ATL. Oh yes, of course. Yes, real recognizes real.
Real recognizes
Princess
real.
Of the South,
this
Amber.
Is what we do. This is who we are.
Okay,
we can't deny it or hide it.
Please don't. Hide it. Jalen, we need your SoundCloud. We need your album. We need your EP.
We need your show immediately.
Mm-hmm. I know. I am like thirsty. I'm like, sing for me, my metal lark. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Come through. How was your week, Miss Princess?
My week was cute. I didn't see any plays, but I saw two concert situations.
Come through.
Both that brought me light and joy. So the first one was a family reunion in the form of Shoshana Bean featuring Lettucey, featuring Cynthia Erivo. At the Apollo.
Yes. Oh my God.
First of all, just outside.
I know your spirit was full.
First of all, just standing outside.
The reunion.
I mean, it was literally Billy Porter over here, so and so over there. Like, it was like you could not. turn and not see someone who was someone.
A legend, yeah.
So
yeah,
we
yeah.
were outside for 15 minutes kikiing.
Like, icons yeah. only. I love that.
And it was like sprinkling and no one cared. We were. It was just a mess.
Yeah.
We get inside, we're getting our drinks, we're getting, because that was before I was doing no sugar.
It
so
was
I
at the
had,
Apollo, right?
This is at the Apollo. You know, I'm getting my popcorn, I'm getting my soda. And then Shoshana comes out in this two-piece white, just gowned, two ponytail, 33 bundles. Like,
down.
She was sitting, perched, propped for the Lord.
Down.
And see, here's the thing about Shoshana. I was unfamiliar with her catalog. I've just always known that she was a throat, but I've never gotten to see her live.
Mm-hmm.
So this was a first for me. And it was so funny. Just she opened her mouth. I was like, okay, all right. For 2 hours, for two black ass hours. I mean, I didn't understand. I just kept looking at her neck, like not even at her face.
Like how is this possible?
It is now 9:30. You are still fucking singing. And I mean, then she brought out Lettucey. First of all, and if you haven't seen Lettucey, she just cut all my, she is not her hair, honey. She cut all the locks off.
Okay.
Mother is giving you a low cut, Caesar.
I know.
Like,
beautiful.
Mother
oh,
is giving. And you know, when a black woman cuts her hair, now she is singing from the depths of the inside. She is singing from the deep
level
down.
Two.
As
level
my
up.
Old voice teacher said, she is singing from the crack and the curly hairs.
Come on.
And she stood on that stage. Yes, that's what my voice teacher used to say.
That's pedagogy. I love
Listen,
that.
Listen, that's yeah, when technique. You park and bark.
My God. Yeah. Lettucey said what? What
she
did
said,
she
here
say?
I am.
Yes.
It was just beautiful. Then Cynthia Erivo came out. And first of all, Shoshana is performing with an 18-piece orchestra. So it's old school big band.
At the Apollo.
At the Apollo.
Truly.
She has three black men singing backs for
this
her.
Is overload.
In suits, giving you eight counts and step
overload.
Touches.
Oh.
Then she's bringing out like a contemporary like classical dancer. Then she's got a hip hop.
A show.
I mean, it's a
but
full
an event.
2 hour an spectacular.
Event. It is worth every
It's an extravaganza.
Worth every minute. And I saw on Instagram and I was like, oh, this is a beautiful story. She posted. I think she might have been singing I'm Going Down. I could be lying on the song, but I know she was singing a song. She said it might have been around 18 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
She auditioned for the Apollo with that song.
Yeah.
She didn't make it on there. And she said she was distraught.
Yes.
Like she was low.
She was.
And then we fast forward.
And the hip hop dancer. Mm. God is going to give me his name if I
Twitch.
Just, it wasn't Twitch. It was the other. It was another one. He was on Broadway in After Midnight. God's going to give it to God. Mm-hmm. Reveal it. Reveal it, Ruth. But they both auditioned for the Apollo and they didn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
Then the other thing that she did, which was so touching, was her grandmother used to sing. And when her grandmother passed away, they found old vinyls of her grandmother's voice. So she played a clip of her grandmother singing Stormy Weather so that her grandmother could have her debut on the Apollo.
No!
And she like walked off, they turned the lights down, and you just hear the most gorgeous tones.
Are you kidding?
That's a moment.
Shoshana, fuck you, Shoshana.
To let your grandmother's voice just ring through the Apollo. And I'm talking about, you can hear the scratches of the vibe. It was
I'm trying not to cry right now.
It
That's
was
so beautiful.
Disgusting.
That's beautiful.
I am so
It was disgusting.
Dead. I am so dead.
And this was just your Monday?
I mean, bitch, I was dead. I was like,
I can imagine.
Oh,
are you alive
God.
Now?
And she
are
was you? So full. Like, she, because she said, you know, guys, there was a song she sang from her first, one of her first albums called 116th Street. And it was about how things have changed since she lived in that neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And just to know, like, at some point, she was, like, in her house, probably broke as hell, didn't have no money, no food to eat, nothing. Was like, Lord, how am I making? And here she is, Apollo packed.
Packed.
Standing, people everywhere. She's got 18 pieces
Women
behind
and gays
her.
And packed.
You know, I mean, the girls were here.
The girl, all the boys.
One of my friends next to me was like, y'all think I might meet my husband here tonight? I said, no, bitch, he's not here. Bitch, he's not here. Your husband is not here tonight. So just take off your lipstick and enjoy the show on the stage.
Because you tried it.
Take the heels off.
I said, bitch, you can click them tracks.
The tracks out. Truly, coming to bonnet. Coming to bonnet. Yeah.
Coming to bonnet.
In the house coat. This is truly just.
No one cares.
It's the key. It's the key.
You can come in a bonnet.
Yeah. Someone in the band.
Maybe the drummer.
Yeah, the drummer.
I literally cannot.
She was like, y'all drink. Y'all that bitch. No,
but
not.
In terms of gay royalty, I know, like my timeline, it was like, I love when my timeline becomes just like one event. Oh, it's just like Getty Images for like an event. And
it was
I went on the hashtags. I've never before in my life have I ever gone into a hashtags and just to like get clips of something that I couldn't be at. And I was just in bed, screen just right above the face, just like one more clip, one more clip, one more clip.
It was everything.
And then I saw Shoshana on the subway that next morning.
Are you
and
serious?
Like, yes, but glasses on, you know, off duty pop star, just, you know, giving that like, I take the subway fish.
Yes.
And I was gonna give her moment, but she's so sweet. She was like, Larry, blah, blah, blah. And like, we had one express stop, you know, catch up. And she said,
wait, was it 125th to 59th? So you had 9 minutes?
No. Yes, we need the exact.
Listen,
we need these exacts.
You get 9 minutes between 59th and
125th. You better be precise.
Let me let you know. Hello.
Precision.
Okay.
How dare you time
come on
it?
Now.
No, it was a sensible 72 to 40 seconds.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, that's like 3.5 minutes. Just like, blah, blah, blah. How was this? How was that? Blah, blah,
catch
blah.
Up.
And, you know, she flew away and I was like touched by an angel.
Yes.
She said, I was like, what was the hardest part? I was like singing for 2 hours. She was like, oh no, I can do that. And I was like, I said, Golgotha. And then she was like, it's just like the buildup of like, you know, of like taking care of everybody and like talking and the meeting and the greeting after. Mm-hmm. And just, but she is a star. And honestly, like she bodied Songs for a New World. Did y'all see?
Yeah.
Mm, I did.
Oh my God. Her Star in the Moon. Like, Shoshana, like you're Broadway black to me.
She
because
is.
I
She's
truly.
She's Broadway black adjacent. She's fine. She's Jewish. The Jews, we love the Jews. That's adjacent.
Yeah.
We've all struggled together.
Shout out to all of our Jewish listeners, honey.
Mazel.
You know what?
When y'all been slaves, honey.
I literally can't.
Well, y'all been slaves.
As they say in chapter 1, verse 1 of High School Musical, we're all in this together.
We're all in this together.
You know?
Deaconess. Wait, what is your actual title in the church? Are you an evangelist?
I'm
Are you a deaconess? First lady impending. You're working for that.
I have not yet found my Boaz, so I'm not yet a first lady.
Mm-hmm. Sister?
So it depends on who I'm speaking to. Like, Deacon Billy Porter and I, like,
right?
He is the right reverend. I'm the first apostle.
Okay.
Like,
there we go.
Sometimes I am deaconess. Sometimes I am lay leader. You know, it depends on the Sunday.
That's Georgia.
Listen.
What is a lay leader?
When you're a lay leader in the church, it's just like you're not quite on the deacon board, but you are old enough and respected enough that you run things.
Okay, yes, yes, yes.
So, and that's pretty much me. I pretty much run things.
Yeah, you're a lay leader, definitely.
So that's, you know, I dibble and dabble. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's where I am. So that's the first thing I saw. Then.
Yeah, because we still have
one more
week to
I
go.
Know. Then.
Yes.
2 nights ago.
Making it worth it, though. We got in this room.
Monday.
I mean,
come on.
Then I saw my brother and sister in Christ, Marcus Paul James and Crystal Monet Hall, did a tribute to Roberta Flack and Donna Hathaway.
At 54 Below.
Oh my God. And when I tell you, I mean.
Tell us.
Oh my God, guys. I mean,
you had a week.
Throats on throats.
Real singing, real music, real singing,
real tones.
Yeah, in New York 2018.
Real storytelling.
Come on now.
Black people doing what they do the way they want to do it.
Yes.
I mean, my soul was just revived and renewed. And like, Crystal sang Donnie's songs, Marcus sang Roberta's songs. Like, they switched, they did duets.
Oh, that's amazing.
It was
an experience.
Phenomenal.
Oh my God, come forth.
Oh God, I just have been blessed by oils. All of the oils.
This is like real expensive frankincense.
This is like
a
refreshing week.
I mean,
replenishing
like
week.
I didn't know what I was in for. My God, he came through
Bombing
Gilead. Praise the Lord.
I'm here for all of it. Yes, we.
It was a week. What was your week, Diane?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I heard you saw some things.
I saw some things.
Let's talk.
I crawled my black ass out of the writing. A prison I was in.
No, we need that.
Not a prison, Lord.
Oh, Lord, I'm that's what it felt like. I've been behind bars.
You released yourself from your own jailhouse.
I did. Like, it was so fun. I was talking to Larry earlier on our wait to get into the room.
Our extended lunch break.
I remember. Yeah.
I told him. So I said today was a day. I told myself, Danya, you know what? You're just gonna take a break from writing.
Yeah.
And so I said, so what I did is I just did 2 hours of writing a day. And he busts out laughing.
I said, wait. I thought that you were going to be like, yeah, I told myself I needed a break. So I went outside, I frogged in the flowers, went to go see a movie. He said, I want to take a break. So I did 2 hours of writing. How dare you be so disciplined, black man?
I did 2 hours of writing. Opposed to the normal excellence. 6 to 8.
Jesus Christ.
The discipline, the practice.
But so, like I said, I stepped away.
Barely. From, yeah.
From the pen, from the keyboard, and I went and I saw shows this week. I saw 3 musicals.
Tell us what you saw.
The first one I started with was Once on This Island.
Yes, black people.
And I was floating.
Yeah.
I was absolutely floating. Like, just to, and so first of all, I didn't realize, I was like, how the hell did I do this? I didn't realize that the seat I got was literally like right in the sand.
Oh, so, honey, you were in St. Lucia with Drew.
Very that.
Gotcha.
Very that. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm literally right here with it all happening in my face.
Did you feel the wind in your
through
your weave?
I felt all of it. I felt the wind in the weave.
Yes.
I felt the water on the face.
Yes, honey.
I felt the sand in the toes.
Jesus.
I felt all of it. The goat in my ear.
Hey.
It
was
the goat. He mama gota.
Very that. But I was just so just immersed, and of course, because like that was the
you
experience that they created, like just in the world. And I remember, I think it might have been a few episodes ago, you were talking about, you and Drew actually were saying, like, sitting in various spots, you'll
you
see
different
a different show. And I was like, oh, I would love to come back and I would love to sit there. I would
right.
love to be there just to experience the fullness of the show.
Yeah.
And it was, I was in love.
That's amazing.
It was amazing, amazing. Like, just to be able to see this, like, level of, like, blackness and talent and just, like, these throats and movement and
yes,
just, like,
God.
The story. It was an amazing revival. It was spectacular.
Really was.
The writing
like,
is so good.
It was really gorgeous.
Precise.
Oh my God.
Like,
yes.
Like, it was such a story to follow, because we have, like, some musicals out there like, what the fuck story am I following?
Yes.
But this was
yes,
a story where it was just streamlined.
Yes.
And I knew exactly what was going on. And it was just, and it was done in such a smart and clever way where I would just invest in the entire time.
Yes,
so
first
that was
show,
Monday.
Number one. Then number two.
The number two, the next day, I saw The Band's Visit.
Now let us discuss.
Ooh.
I haven't seen it, but
y'all,
it won every single award.
It won every, and so I went
trophies.
In with this, I'm not going to lie, I went in with this energy of, y'all better live up to it.
Uh-huh.
Y'all probably won't live up to
but.
It because it's all this hype.
Uh-huh.
Honey,
it answered the call.
Lived up to
oh
it.
Oh my God.
Lived up to it and some.
I love
it was,
that.
And so a friend afterward texted me, how was the show?
Mm-hmm.
And the only word I could say was melodic.
Mm.
And she responded was, I actually don't know how to receive
yeah.
that. Was that a little bit of shade?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it actually wasn't. Like, I couldn't fathom seeing that show and just the structure of it and how it was done. Like, literally, it was times I was like, is this even a musical?
Mm.
Because it honestly, honest to God, it felt like what I was watching was a straight play, and then there was like musical
like a,
numbers.
It was like a musical with a play
there.
With music.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, but it was so interesting, like how it, like I didn't even realize until, no exaggeration, maybe 2 days afterward, that there was not one dance number in there at all. It literally was just these people. And so the show is about these Egyptian officers who are in a band, and they get stuck in this town in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes place over the span of one night. And so we literally just follow the people of this town through this like literally 12-hour period. And we get to meet these interesting people and find out their lives and what's going on and love lost. And we just see these scenes, and then it's like, poof, a song will happen. You don't even realize it's taking place until you're in the middle of it, and it's so beautiful, just the lyrics
it.
Of it, the like melody, the composition. I was so invested in it. I was like, oh, I need to see this one again.
Yes, these are my
so
favorite good. Musicals
it
or musicals,
was,
but people dealing with each other and like, song helping you to deal
was.
With somebody,
like,
not
literally what it was. It wasn't a
an
I'm
escape,
have
not an escapism,
escape
but
it.
Like, I'm gonna come and deal with you in the middle of this song. Yes,
like I was like, oh,
that's what I stand for. That's like what I'm out. I'm trying to get one of those. Try to get one of those musicals where I set up the scene and then the song starts and I'm up to deal with you
yeah.
and then we're gonna come out of it
exactly.
at the end, you know.
Very that. Yeah. It was well worth it. I was like, okay, I understand why you won the amount of awards you won.
Broadway Brown, yes, we
yeah,
love
it. Was,
yeah.
It was solid performances throughout. Everything was like stellar, top notch. So that was Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We fast forward to Friday. I finally saw a waitress. I finally saw a waitress, and it was fun. It did what it was supposed to do, which is entertain. It told a story, and it was done in a very fun, entertaining way. And then also, I will admit, mm-hmm. I was a bit spoiled seeing Once on This Island and then seeing the band's visit back to back. But spoiled in terms mm-hmm. of 90 minutes.
Oh, yeah,
we were out. But
you
silent,
were at the house
stories.
By 10. Yes.
Exactly. Because uh-huh. you know, Grandpa is ready to lay his ass on down.
Oh, my
right?
God.
So, but this was
90 minute show culture. I guess people
exactly
so spoiled.
15 minutes intermission. It felt
waitress
like it was
wanted 20. You to sit down and stand up and sit back down.
Yeah. But yeah, so it was, like I said, it was really fun. It was entertaining. It did the job. I was amazed at all the pies. I actually wanted pies.
So
bad.
So
that's what I took away of wanting pie so bad. So that was that.
Great.
That was that. It did what it was supposed to do. Entertain.
I didn't say anything. I just came back
yes.
from the bathroom.
You did.
Oh, you're back.
I'm back. So I mean, it sounds like to me we're gonna just move on to hot topics.
Woo!
Just wanted to bust that up.
But wait, hold on.
Oh,
I have to say,
yes.
we're still on hot topics, yes. but I just got to give a shout out to Chris, our engineer.
Oh, my God.
Last week's episode, when hot topics came on, I said, what the fuck just happened?
It was so good.
I had to rewind to listen. I said, is Amber flowing down from the sky?
You got
hot topics? You did that, Chris.
I mean,
it happened a couple
bad.
Times, too.
I mean, Chris
that
is here
it.
For me. Chris is here
very
for me.
Very bad.
Always a guy.
I am the
very
princess. He knows what's up. So.
But I will say, I was a little pissed. I tried to Ooh. Help Chris out a little bit.
How did you try to help him?
Saying that this is a moment where we should hear like explosions and train
uh-huh,
crashes.
Uh-huh.
We ain't hear not a damn thing.
Because he said, that's not.
He said, no.
He said, I
got this.
He said,
I know my lane.
He said, I am the captain now.
That's
oh,
what it was. And
I
got you, Chris. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
He said,
I got you.
I'm the captain now.
Because that hot topic was unexpected. You did that. Come
it was
through.
Good. Chris is the captain. We would not be here without him.
We
would
literally
stay in the lobby.
Would still be sitting outside.
Literally.
Yes,
eating
literally
Chinese.
Eating Chinese
truly
food.
Accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come through.
Hot topics.
Okay.
I want one too. Sorry. So needy.
Okay. He said, when I come through, I'm going to come through. You will know Larry was here.
Chris, can you delete that second one?
Oh, please.
Shady
please.
Boo.
I can.
Shady Boo.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. That's how she keeps track.
Me.
Literally, you just
it's
saw
just
how
me.
She keeps track. I came through. I said, I'm going to do it. She said, lose that.
Chris, that came up at 8:44 and 37 seconds. That's, just go back. No, I'm just kidding.
I literally can't.
Holding that track, honey. Yeah,
okay,
this is a problem.
Seriously, like, this was a really, like, a slow
yeah, what
week.
Happened this
Nothing
week?
Nothing actually of any, like, insignificance or importance really
yeah.
happened. We want to give a shout-out to Bronx Tale that's closing on Broadway today.
Webster Aww. Avenue.
A lot of those kids are already booked in their next situation.
Booked
so
blessed.
You know it.
Keep it pumping, keep it moving.
How long did that run?
She ran.
Good, healthy
right?
run.
She
yeah.
ran.
Years, a couple years.
I think,
yeah. Right?
yeah.
Like, two or three?
Yeah.
It couldn't
Somewhere.
Have been three, God. I think it was
it, it
two.
It could be three.
Was it three?
What's the Tonys? So it was
because okay, if I think everything is in relation to me, so
yeah.
if I think
come on,
Shovel Along was 2016. 16. I think they were opening. Oh, have they already opened? They weren't open. I would say 2 years. I'm
2 years.
Gonna
okay.
Years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I
good
can't count.
2 years.
I think it's 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't read or count. So
honey, a lot of our listen.
I need your help. And I
that's
need.
Real.
I also I count time using your resume.
Absolutely.
I'm like, yeah, it's like yeah,
this
Soul
is
Doctor.
I moved. This is when I did Soul Doctor.
Yeah.
This is when I did
yeah,
Hamilton.
That circle,
listen,
and then she bopped over.
I mean,
to...
I just if it's not about me, I don't. Understand.
I don't know.
No, truly,
I don't
like,
know.
You're my sundial.
Thank you. I appreciate you all so much. But I mean,
come through. I haven't seen a sundial.
Yeah, yes.
I had to be like, wait, what's a sundown?
I know, I tried it.
But the Bronx Tale
did
employ many of our friends and kept
mm-hmm.
many bills paid and lights on and rent
Amen.
On the first. So
Amen.
Shout out to everyone at Bronx Tale. Also, something that happened this week that's just like my heart is just so warm is that the lovely Ruthie Ann Miles returned to the stage
yes,
for
Ruthie.
The first time
yeah.
in King and I. If you don't
oh,
know, Ruthie Ann Miles lost. So there was a car accident in March. I had to look up the dates just to give us,
yeah,
just to understand how this woman's
the
life
context,
is going.
Yeah.
So a woman who was driving, who should not have been on the road, hit Ruthie's daughter and the son of her best friend. They were walking down the street in New York in March. So she was pregnant. At that point, I believe she was 6-7 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. She lost her daughter. Her best friend lost her son. And then in May, she delivered a child that was stillborn. Mm. So she lost two children. Saw her best friend lose her son. Her best friend's family moved. Like, they packed up. Yeah. They were like, we can't do New York anymore. So lost that friend. Mm. And it is August, what, 5th? And she is returned to the stage.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how she's functioning as a human person.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't
the grace
even,
of God. I know, yeah. I know Ruthie's connected. She's connected right to
it has
the
to
power
be.
Source.
Has because to be. We have the same agent, and we were talking. Mm. And he said, you know, she got to a point where she just... Like, the God was waking her up at like 2-3 in the morning, mm-hmm. every day. And she was just singing, like just walking around her house and singing, because she was like, I'm not going to perform. I'm not going to do anything. And it got to a point where, like, her body, she was like, she could go to sleep at midnight, 8, and didn't matter. The Spirit of the Lord would wake her up 3 a.m. And she was like, this is my child telling me that it's time, mm-hmm. and that this music is pouring out of me, and mm-hmm. I need to sing. Mm-hmm. And to see her just back on the stage. What is that? March, April, May, June, July. Oh, that's 5 months.
That, oh my God.
That's a solid 5 months after, like, the worst tragedies you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
My God. So it's my, apparent. Just,
Ruthie, we applaud you.
Yes. Ruthie, my heart, my soul, my love, light, it, all the things.
Like, gorgeous performance.
Every single feeling is inside of this story, like her pain and inspiration.
Yes, and
as
she's
well.
Doing
like,
The King and I, which is the show she won the Tony for.
Yeah.
And I was watching her speech, like, last night. I was just, like, in a Ruthie, like, hole, mm-hmm. and just watching at that Tony Award, like, she thanked her husband and she thanked God, just like to see the joy in mm-hmm. her face. So to now to return to that show,
yeah,
two children gone, mm-hmm. life changed forever. Just my Lord,
we never know the plan.
You never know the day, nor the hour, nor the plan.
Love and strength, and yeah, blessings.
Just congrats. That's strength.
Yeah,
yes,
that's a strength.
We need to continue to keep her in prayer.
Keep her
y'all.
Lifted. Keep
Lord
her prayed
have mercy.
Up.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pray that God just carries her.
In Jesus, Jesus name.
Just
he's got her. He's
put
got her.
Her on his back and just woof.
Oh, I love Ruthie, the sweetest,
just the sweetest.
Yeah. Also funny.
Also are hysterical.
Also will, like, you know,
also
like
hysterical.
Will make you laugh, you know, in the cut, you know, in the
come
rehearsal
through.
Cut,
yeah.
you know. Jeez.
Come on through.
Yeah, amen. That's pretty much all the exciting things. I mean, Lindsay Mendez got a caricature at Sardi's. Shouts out. She's Broadway Brown.
She's Broadway Brown.
Yeah, that was really it, guys, for Hot Topics. Any other hot topics, you guys?
It's the summer. People
the
are
summer.
On vacation. Like, people
is
are.
Happening.
This is a super.
People are just getting themselves
chill.
Together.
Yeah.
A super.
So,
chill
if there
week.
Are no more hot topics, that means we have to move on to listener letters.
We do.
And I believe we have some.
We got some letters
we
in
got,
here.
We have some. We should stop calling them letters and we should start calling them dissertations.
Oh, because people love to write us a whole ass
and
time.
I'm like, no.
And I love it. I'm not complaining.
Yo.
It's just we can't let Drew read them because, well, we know what happens when Drew reads.
Okay.
I'm like, are you kidding? They're trying to impress you.
I
like,
love
you're
it.
Literally writing to a bomb ass playwright.
Right, you're right.
Low with
you're
these
right,
dissertations.
You're right. Okay.
So
we're
we
here.
Have our first letter from Cecilia Monica Lynn.
Hey, full government.
Okay. Go off. She says, hey, y'all.
Hey, Cecilia.
Hey, Cecilia.
Okay, so I first want to start.
When you start with okay and so,
that means
here we
it's
go.
About to go
here
down.
We go.
Okay. And
so.
I first want to say how much I love this podcast.
Thank you,
my
girl.
Name is Cecilia.
Hey,
I'm from Niagara Falls, New York.
Okay.
Upstate.
And we'll be approaching my 1 year anniversary of moving to NYC this coming August.
Look at Christ.
Oh, come
see
on now.
It.
I came here non-ec with no agent.
Ooh, God.
So y'all
why?
Know
Jesus.
This journey
Jesus.
Has been a treacherous one. I still don't have my card
okay.
or agent yet.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
But. I can say I have been blessed to work here and there, including playing my dream role, Silly, in The Color Purple.
Look at you
with
are
these,
here.
With okay. these She's ups, there has also been downs.
Okay.
Like y'all talked about in previous episodes, no one comes to NYC to love it. They come because Broadway isn't in their hometown. So on my low days, I will listen to Off Book and Aww. Y'all never fail to revive,
Thank
inspire,
you.
educate, ooh, entertain, ooh, and bless me.
Blessings.
So thank you.
Thank you.
This podcast and Broadway Black in general is so important and so necessary.
Thank you.
Please always remember that.
Yes.
So, now to my question. What story do you feel like is missing on the Broadway stage that hasn't been told yet but needs to, or that has been told but should be told in a different perspective? Stay blessed and thank you again. Best, Cecilia Monica Lynn.
Okay, that's a good question, Cecilia.
Larry, okay. I'm gonna throw it to you.
Very bad.
You're our new, you know.
Don't start
here.
With me.
So we have to.
Okay, all right. So I do a lot of work with the Musical Theater Factory, which
yes,
is like
MTF.
Yes, MTF. And so there's so many amazing stories that like are original shows, mm-hmm, like bomb scores, like amazing book writers. And so the one that I want to see come up out of there, it's by Troy Anthony and Sukari Jones. It's called The River Is Me. Mm-hmm. It is like a telling of Emmett Till's story. It's not word for word, fact by fact, but okay, it presents that character. Yes, I do play Bo, which is the Emmett Till character. Mm-hmm. I've done it in development, so this
gotcha.
Is a this
so
is a plug for
Tony.
Me.
Okay.
This is
that's
the
fine.
Plug for
come
me.
Come on now.
You're trying to get to Tony, that's fine.
But I think that, you know, with the audiences being overwhelmingly white and like and just with the platform that we have, I would love to see The River Is Me get that story out there. So that because we're still living in this cycle of police brutality. We're still living in this cycle of white people being able to treat black bodies with disrespect.
Yes.
And we were talking earlier a little bit about like when you show brutality against black bodies on stage or in film, like what is the payoff?
Yes.
And this story is a story that like you white people should know who Emmett Till is. Mm. And if they knew earlier, then it might be harder to repeat the same cycle.
This
so
is also true.
That's like my heavy one. I just want to see some black people in Sondheim just like just sitting there, just like, you know, code switching and
living.
Just, you know, like reading them their, you know, their
yes.
tea right back to them. So
yes.
those are my two. Cecilia.
Thanks, Cecilia.
I talk too much, but that's my two
Shut
things.
Up. Never talk too much on Oppa.
Like, la, 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 la.
No, that's
on.
Why you're here.
That's what we do.
You.
We talk shit.
Hopefully, I gave you time to think about yours.
Done yet.
Amber,
yeah. Amber,
that means she
you?
Doesn't know quite yet.
Are you like on Wikipedia?
That's why I'm the princess.
Okay. I'm really interested in seeing more stories of Afrofuturism.
Yes.
Like what would it look like to see us down the line, right? Just imagining
yes.
that. And then giving a plug to Timothy Dwight, who wrote Neptune that we talked about before.
Oh.
I would be really interested in what these stories would look like, this void of white supremacy,
mm-hmm.
this void of patriarchy, homophobia. Like what would that world look like where it literally just is for us,
mm-hmm.
right? I think that would be really interesting in figuring out like what that conflict would be where there's not whiteness that we're up against at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be really, really interested. And I think I might be even inspiring myself to get into writing something.
Right.
I would really love to see what that word would look like where it's just us, is no whiteness anywhere in miles upon miles upon planets of our blackness.
Mm.
So I would really love to see that. So I think that's it for me.
Thanks, Cecilia, the
Thank
plug.
You.
We got that. We got that. That new play brewing.
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
I actually had my answers. I just like running shit. Well, number one, I was thinking, I mean, since all the white people get to revive all their shit, can we revive some of our favorite shits?
Ooh,
like, you know what
yeah.
I mean?
What you want?
We've
what you
want?
We
got the Carousel of the My Fair Ladies. Can
Every
we have a color
years.
Museum? Why not?
Oh, my God.
Can we have a For Color Girls? Why not?
Where's like the gorgeous
oh,
Broadway production for
God.
Color girls?
Oh my God.
Not college production, but like a full like director going off with budget.
And Itazaki is still here. Let's update her. Let's give us some new shit.
Yes.
That's what the kids are doing.
The revivals, there's so much.
Can you imagine a world where Color Museum and Color Girls were on Broadway the same?
I feel like my head is about to explode.
Can you imagine Itazaki and George just living their lives again?
Yes, that was the whole thing about Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope was that they were like, you should know this. Like this has been out there. Like you already have.
They did Don't Bother Me in ways that I was like, oh, that was real fucking cute. That was real.
They did it. They keep coming. Barack Obama. Yes, we have the work out there. Where's Pearlie?
Come on.
Like, let's see it.
Come on.
Y'all do of y'all imperfect ass musicals every 3 days.
You're problematic, motherfucking ass.
You're problematic. Act two, wonky. Act two, act one, longs. People, misogynistic.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, so let us have. It doesn't
let
have to
us
be perfect.
Get it.
Come on.
Come on.
Ooh, we got turned up for that.
Y'all were like, you're Wikipedia. I was like, no, bitch, I'm ready. I'm actually ready.
Okay.
But I knew you guys would appreciate that because I feel like
it was the finale.
That's
it was
what
the
we're
finale.
Missing.
Oh,
like,
I agree.
We only get a revival if it's August, and I love August, but we can have more.
We can have more. There's so much more. Yeah.
Ugh, oh, that's
disgusting.
It.
Come
on now.
That's what I want.
Actually, that was another question.
Why people get their ass kicked? Where's mine? I want mine.
Can we take over Lincoln Center?
Yes,
like, why they have that big stage with their all white musicals every?
Ain't nobody got time.
Ooh.
Oh, that was so. Ooh. That made me excited.
Come on now.
I mean, it would be a bloodbath at that at Telsey. That would be a bloodbath because that's all of us.
But
between those two shows, that's all, but here we go.
Do your job.
My God.
At the end of the day, you're getting paid to do a job. Do it. Here we go. Question number two is from Crystal Corrine.
Hey, Crystal.
Hey, Chris.
First and foremost, I love Honey Soto. First and foremost,
black people.
Okay, that's so.
First and foremost, I love listening to your podcast. It gives me so much joy to listen to talented, educated, and powerful black people discuss their experience in this crazy industry. Plus, y'all are hilarious. Hilarious.
Well, thank you.
I've been living in LA pursuing TV and film and occasionally auditioning for theater for 3 years, but my heart is pulling me to move to NYC. I love the fast-paced city life. I miss having four seasons.
Okay.
LA people think they're winning with this singular season. Mudslides, fires, and earthquakes. But I'll take a blizzard and the crisp smell of autumn air. Plus, all my family resides in the Midwest and on the East Coast. I was raised in Cleveland, and my parents are from Jersey.
Yeah.
LA has a ton of opportunities, and I praise the city for what it has to offer. But I never connected with this city.
Okay.
I work my ass off and hustle hard pursuing my dream. But I know my hustle would be 10 times harder if I didn't have to put so much energy into being in a decent mental space on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
I know gaining ground in this industry takes time and there will be struggles no matter what city I am.
Mm-hmm.
And simply because this career is consistently inconsistent. You said that.
Yeah.
However, I want to be in a place that I love. I need to be in a place where I know I can see myself 10 years later, still living and pursuing my passion. That being said, I know NYC is a theater town.
Mm-hmm.
I have a theater background. I studied and performed in Chicago prior to my LA move.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to get involved in the NYC theater community. However, I still want to make sure I stay active in pursuing TV and film.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on the TV film opportunities in NYC? Sorry I wrote y'all a novel for
you
such
did,
a
bitch.
Simple question, but I got carried away with the little shrug emoji.
I was like, we in Cleveland, we
Thanks
in LA, I'm in Jersey, I know where your mama lives.
But we really just wanted to know, how's TV filming?
Okay.
That's why I said we get dissertation.
Danya, you reading the story of someone's life, like, you get to make that, like, she's going to put pictures of herself with your narration over it, being like, I moved to Chicago.
Yes.
Like,
come on,
I needed breadcrumbs to remember where we came from. Jesus. Okay, well, first of all, okay, there was a lot to unpack in there. First of all, TV and film in New York is fine, girl. I mean,
everybody, network that's got a building out there, they got a building out here.
You cannot walk down the street without seeing cones and ropes and shit taped off.
Uh-huh.
And I just walked by the sign, who filming here today? Okay. I walked in my apartment building. They was like, is anybody's apartment empty so we can film in your apartment?
Yes,
honey,
yes.
Everyone,
and we will self-tape you for the thing that's not here as well.
Everything you want and love is in New York, child. And if you get on this side of the earth, you can go down to Atlanta, you can go down to D.C. Like, you can live your fullest life. But New York has plenty of TV and film.
Yeah. There's so much here.
It's so much.
It sounds like your question is, like, what is the advantage of picking up and moving to New York right now? And I would say that, like, I have a lot of friends out there in L.A. I haven't done lifestyle myself, but I know that in New York, it's so much easier to self-produce, so much easier to find community.
Mm-hmm.
People are always out there. You can just go to this party, go to the spot, go to the opening night thing, and just stay late. late and meet some people and then find a community. You can get go to Musical Theater Factory, get up, get in a musical, get your people, get your connects. So yeah, I love New York. I think it's a great place to get that energy. And if you want to go back to LA, you can. But in terms of television and film here, yeah, like Amber said, we got it.
We got it, boo. And there was something you said about you wanting to be somewhere where you can see yourself still being there in 10 years. And I'm like, yeah, girl, I don't know if that's it. Like, I know that one day I want to have like a man and a baby, and I don't want to have a stroller on the A train. So like, I don't know that I will be in here in 10 years, but that's okay.
Yeah, be present.
Because you have to be in this moment today right now. Mm-hmm. I can't think about 10 years. Bitch, I can't count that high.
Truly, like what is 10 years?
I don't even know what that is.
Truly. What could happen in November? Listen, like what's next?
I think
in November?
That's what it's about, staying present in this moment and working day to day, moment to moment, hour to hour, minute to minute. I can't think about, will I still be here in 10 minutes? 10 years?
That's not how it goes. We gig to gig. You're going to have this gig, whatever. Even if it's a TV show, the TV show might be on for 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons, and then you got to go and find new food.
Absolutely.
So I think it's best to worry about right now, where you are right now, and getting that bread right now where you can, and getting your performance tees where you can.
That's
come through, yeah. And then I'll say from a writing standpoint, for any writers listening and wondering LA versus New York, yes, there are a lot of rooms in LA, but there are also a large number of rooms here in New York as well. Like multiple shows going on here.
Yeah, so I'm in one. I did one. Yes, as a television writer. Yes, you. All my friends. There's so many rooms. There's so much comedy here. There's so much drama here.
Orange is the New Black. She's got to have it. There's so many
literally
so much rooms of color
that they must.
There's so many shows as well. Like yes, of course, to get the coin, but then also knowing that you're on a project that you can feel proud of.
Yeah.
Right. And that's like a win-win right there.
And we need good black writers here in the city, because then you can like find, you know, these good stage actors who we can all just get together and, you know, gang.
And then also I feel like all of these questions have a common thread, which is like, what will make me, for me, it always boils down to what will make me happy. Like, right? Like, what will make you happy? Is it LA will make you happy? Is it New York will make you happy? Right? Like, we can talk, because you know we can talk, and give as many of our answers as we want to give you. Figure out what, at the end of the day, will make you happy, right? And it feels like you naturally are leaning towards New York is going to make you happy.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like I spent 6 months in LA with Hamilton, which to me was the ideal.
I don't know why it felt longer.
I know. It was
a half a year, that's long.
I know, it was tough. It was the most ideal way to go to LA with the hottest show ever with all these perks. Mm-hmm. And I was out there and I was like, there's certain things that I'm from Atlanta and I love Atlanta to hell. I love it. Like I just, if I could move back tomorrow, I would. And there's certain things about Atlanta that exist other places in the world, but I like trick my mind into thinking, well, I can only do it in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Like Piedmont Park is in Atlanta. And I'm like, I can't wait to go back to Atlanta and like go to Piedmont Park. And people are like, bitch, it's parks everywhere. And you have to create what you need and what makes you happy wherever you are. Mm-hmm. So like, I loved being in LA. I loved getting up and going to the beach and bringing my grapes and my rotisserie chicken and like sitting in the sand and like, you know, being black on the beach. And it's like, you can find those same beach moments on the East Coast. You can find them in New York. You can find them. Like, you can't, you have to be happy wherever you are. You have to create your community, create your own happy, create your own peace.
Yeah.
And wherever you are.
Yeah. We'll be doing that forever.
Yes.
Like, you're on set, they fly out to set, and you have to figure out a way to be in Mykonos, Greece, and like
Morocco,
feel at home.
Yeah. If you need to get your candles from IKEA, you know, if you need to have your salts and your crystals, your incenses,
create home for yourself.
You could be in LA and get cast in a show that is amazing, and everybody on set is a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Will not talk to you, and you are more alone than ever. But if you have your crystals and that picture of mama, the playlist, and the rotisserie chicken and grapes, then you can get through the day.
That's all I'm saying to
you.
You have to make that list of those things that bring you peace and happiness, and you have to find them. Like for the longest, for me, it was like I wanted my home to be a wusa, a place of peace. I felt like I've been living like a hobbit for the past 6 years. And I finally took that hammer coin and got my place. But over time, no matter where I lived, I had my candles, I had my incense, I vacuumed at 3 a.m. because it made me happy. You know, I danced around in my nightgown. I did whatever I needed in whatever space I was in to create that sense of peace and happiness. And I found my little parks and I found my little pockets of joy wherever I was. So, girl, that's what you got to do.
I know, but that takes time developing it that list of like knowing time. what you like that. And for me, it's like, what do I like that isn't just like partying and throwing my ass?
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, but like, what are things that like I can always produce for myself, yes, like readily, easily, that, yes, like feed into my sense of wellness and wholeness? Yes. You'll develop that, girl. Was, yeah, that Kristen? Crystal?
Crystal?
Yeah, that was Crystal. Crystal. And then also, yes, like these material things, 100%. I do agree. Like knowing what are these like things that you can easily tap into, that you can grab, hold on
tactile
to, that
help
bring you into your
if
dream.
It's a
but
Krispy
then also
Kreme at 34th
being able
Street
to have,
yes,
something like that is inside of you, right?
That's real. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But yeah. Come,
oh,
through.
God.
So those
thank
were.
You for
we
our
definitely
our
have TV and film in New York.
We have TV and film, girl. We have TV and film, girl.
So go with what makes you happy,
girl.
Girl. At the end of the day, go with what makes you happy.
Get what you need.
I'm
get your
happy
rotisserie and your, right, grapes and your Krispy Kreme, girl. Get it.
Come through.
Because that's what makes me happy.
Yo. Oh my God.
We persevered.
We did it.
Oh, we really pushed
my
through.
My God.
I'm so proud of us.
Larry, did you have fun with us?
Are you kidding? This is like, I'm
we
here with
it
superstars. I'm here with the Princess Grace Award winner and the actual princess herself.
Come through.
Yeah. No, I am beside myself. Follow me. I'm on Instagram.
I know that's right. I know that's right.
At Larry Owens Live.
Plug it.
Yes,
plug it.
Come see me in a show. I'll be doing these comedy shows. I'll be hosting Showgasm at Ars Nova September 6th. Get,
yes,
your tickets,
yes,
right,
yes,
now.
Yes, yes,
come,
yes,
through.
Yeah, come,
come
see
through
me do my comedy,
yes,
and you know
it.
I'll be singing,
live,
and giving MTT.
Love
come
it
through.
Yes, the plug. Anything else?
Plug it. Danye, anything to plug?
Come through. What do I have to plug right now? Ciao. Fireflies will be flying at you soon.
Hey.
Yes, tickets
catch
are now
it,
on
bitch,
sale.
Catch
okay,
it.
Cool, so grab these tickets
on
right
sale
now.
We'll find out about the cast really soon.
Love, 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 love.
Yeah.
I got messed up. Like immediately, like tell
I
me
can't
on
wait
air.
But you will find out about the cast soon.
That's
tickets
awesome
are now on sale. And
okay,
the first show starts the end of September.
That's awesome.
So come on through and get this work.
We're
thank
excited.
You.
Like we're love.
And like, Amber, I need
like
to know where you'll
now
be slinging that throat.
I mean, it's a sold out show in Philadelphia, but I'll
come on, Philly. We're
so
in Philly.
You can't
my
get your tickets.
So
no. My one will be show in Philly on the 9th of August.
Oh my God. What is it called? What's the title?
It's just me being beautiful.
Wait, that's this week. This,
yeah.
It's, oh my God.
Yeah, I had to look at the calendar and be like, oh, bitch, that's Thursday. Yes, at the Michener Arts Museum.
I'm
they
from
have
Philly.
A broad,
I don't even know where that is.
Listen,
but come
it's, in
through.
It's in Doylestown. It's
that
not
means
quite Philly. It's in Doylestown.
Fancy.
Good money. But, money.
Yeah, they have a Broadway cabaret series, and June was Norm Lewis. Shoshana
oh
Bean was 3 weeks ago, and now it's Prince of Amory.
Wow. Yes. You better live.
And they were like, will you come to your show and we'll pay you a ridiculous amount of money? I was like, yeah. I was like, well.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I just like somebody asked me like, is that a dream come true? It's like, that's not even a dream I ever really had, but in the base of my soul,
mm-hmm,
this is what I've always wanted to do. It's
yeah
like people pay you to show up and do what
yeah
you do.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't have to, I've already written it. It's 60 minutes of me being amazing.
Yes.
And people are like, please come and be amazing and
mm-hmm
we'll pay you. I'm
mm-hmm
like, yes, that is what I want to do with my life.
Yeah, your gifts will make room for you.
And I'm paying myself. Like, I don't have to be my agent. I don't have to be any, like Uncle Sam, yes, you know, he will get his percentage.
Yeah,
but
they booked you.
They booked me.
Mm-hmm.
They booked you.
For me.
Hi, we would like to bring the Ombre Mon show
and
to my
here
backyard. Yes.
I mean, I don't have to, no tickets. Like, no one, it's already sold. Like, I don't have to promote
that
it.
That is the thing. That
oh
is the thing.
My.
We love booking.
Amazing.
We
feel
love
like
touring.
I'm a white woman right now.
You are. You are.
I mean,
your soul is white.
Oh my
you
God.
You have the privileged
okay
white soul. Your privileged
like
white soul is shining.
I
it's
mean,
glowing. You got that priv white glow about you.
I feel
you
like a white woman right
I,
now.
I knew
I
when
can't
you walked in here and you said, we getting Chinese food. And I said, I don't got Chinese food money. And you said, I didn't ask you about that. So that was the sold out concert speaking.
It was.
That was
so
the sold out.
That's where I'll be next week. And
what is on the set list? Are you doing
so,
part of the USA?
So
that's your standard.
So it's not a concert. It's what I say is, it's part TED Talk. It's part stand up comedy. It's like
girl
seven songs, seven stories. So it's not really like a set list. It's like an experience.
It's a true one woman show.
It's a true actual one woman show.
Did
yes
you do this when you were
I
in LA?
I did it in LA and I did it in New York.
Oh, I remember. Oh.
So now,
I saw clips and I lived.
It's cute. She's really cute.
Oh, them
cute.
People in Doylestown are not ready.
And they're not because
they
I know.
They are not. I'm telling you, they are not ready.
I understand these are like old white people. And the first time I get up on that stage, I'm like, okay, so let me tell y'all what the fuck happened to me in Harlem. Like, it's not, they're not going to be ready, but they will
but
receive it.
But they're
going
to get ready.
Yes. Yeah. And the check is already cleared, so it doesn't
bam.
Even matter.
Oh,
I don't
bam.
Care.
Yes.
It's great.
We love freedom. Freedom is good.
Don't we?
Artistic freedom is great. It feels nice. Having that space feels nice.
To say what you want, the way you want to, how you want to.
Now more than ever. No, listen. We truly need it. Like, this is the time, like,
it's
where,
cleansing.
Yeah, we're like, get your voice out here in any way. And it's like, it's not just like, you're a writer, you have a voice. Like, it's like, no, like, you're a human.
Yes.
Like, talk to us. And then also, like, throw that throat. What's the highest note you're going to belt?
I don't know. It depends on how I feel.
And head voice, what's the highest note?
I don't know. See,
what's the belt? What's the highest belt note?
See, here's the thing. Like, I'm a rebel and I don't fuck with any of that shit. Like, when people ask me that, I'm like, I don't fucking know. I'm gonna sing and you're gonna love it.
Come through.
Oh, okay, true anointing.
I'm not that kind of girl. I should be able to tell people. I'm like, actually, I'm not gonna belt it all. I'm just gonna whistle the whole song.
No, okay. Shut up. No, I'm messy. I'm messy, but I'm the intersection of messy and basic. So I'm like, in your covered mix, like, what is your top? And then, like, in your shadowy mix.
And I'm like, I'm black. I just sing. I don't give.
I'm black. I just sing, and that has made all the difference.
In the world.
Oh,
come through.
Shout out to all of you belters and mixers out there. I just don't give a fuck.
You defy category of voice type. You do. Well, you can sing the Seasons of Love, High C, and then also give us Nina Simone, true alto.
Listen.
It's something insane
Thank
and
you.
Truly divine.
I
so
appreciate you for
I'll give you these roses
that.
Right here, right
Thank
while
you,
in front
Larry.
Of you.
Yeah.
I know.
Chris, you're going to have a fun time mixing this.
Like, literally, can I say, I've just been listening to you both, and I was like, oh, I literally just heard a few titles for this.
Okay.
One was on the intersection of basic and messy. That's a good one. I lived for that one.
Like that.
Another one, and I actually had to do the hand gesture for that.
You did.
I feel like a white woman. That one gave me my life. I'm like, okay, we have some contenders.
We actually have some contenders.
I'm so excited.
Come on through.
This has been a great day, guys.
Yes, we did.
I'm so glad that you gentlemen were here with me.
Yes, we were here with you.
You were respecting the throne.
You were here on the Amber Show.
I'm the princess here, and you all.
That possibly could be the name of this episode, too. Yes. The Amber Show.
Yes, God. That's it, truly.
No
co-host.
We have options. We're going to workshop a couple things.
Come on through.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week to another episode of Off Book, sponsored by Broadway Black, which is who we are, Black and Broadway.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Please keep sending in emails and letters and love and popping into my DMs and telling me how beautiful I am, because that's what really counts.
The dissertations. Keep them coming.
Please keep emailing us. Okay. I don't know. Do I know the email address? See, here's the tea. Do I know the
Wait. Wait, hold on.
Wait, because Drew's not here.
Drew's
so we
not
don't
here.
Know.
And
things.
Literally, if
Daddy's gone. It started an hour late.
If
don't
you
know the
did
email.
Not say that, I would have been like, yeah, we good. Just send them in. Mind you, we need to give them
the email
what they have to send in.
See,
all
right.
All of the 5,000 listeners who like tuned in because they're like, Larry Owens is on. Yeah, like it's like the 5K jump.
You can send these emails, these dissertations to offbook@broadwayblack.com. Duh, it would be that easy.
I thought it was like 21973 exclamation point.
It would be that easy.
So again, all in
offbook@broadwayblack.com.
Please keep emailing us, guys.
Come
we
on.
Love reading your letters, and we love helping you solve your problems.
800-888-8888.
Thank you, Larry.
Come through.
Chris, you can delete that part too.
This has been
another episode of Off Book. And who do we have here today?
Larry Owens.
Danye Love.
And the one and only America's Princess. God's gift. Your fave. The best thing that's ever happened to you in your life. My mic sounds nice in the diaspora. Of American theater on the American stage. Amber Iman. Thank you all so much.
We just got a taste of that one woman show.
You did. Just a small piece.
Go through.
My greatness. I could go on all day, but I'm going to let you all go to whatever it is you were doing. I'll see you again next week.
Why is it starting to sound like the Quiet Storm?
Because it is. It's 10:30 at night, and so
I hope we have in the background some like rain pouring down behind you.
And
saying
an
egg
shaker and like just sexy, just sexy tones. Chris, just give us sexy tones. Okay, thank you all so much. We love you. See you next time.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.